Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The rivalry. The Yankees lose 2 out of 3 to the Red Sox. And to talk about it, we bring in Max Goodman from NJ.com, The Ledger. Max, appreciate you hopping on with us.
Thanks for having me, Lori. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. So if I had told you before the series started that the Yankees were going to score 23 runs over 3 games, 9 runs, 7 runs, 7 runs, wouldn't you have thought they would win this series?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, with the way that the Yankees pitching staff has been performing ahead of this series, that definitely should be enough. But they did give up 27 runs in these 3 games. So that'll do the trick. You're not going to win that many games when you give up that many in a single series.
So one of my listeners, followers, wanted me to ask you, should Yankee fans be concerned about Yankee pitching, or is this just a blip? And you can also look back and say, well, against some of the better, you know, if we are forecasting ahead, let's say, to the postseason, where you face a team, you know, if it is a rematch with the Dodgers, and yeah, against the Dodgers, they gave up, obviously, the 18 runs. That was an aberration, but 8 runs. That they're, you know, we see a few of these. Is this a pattern and something to worry about? Or it's just baseball, it ebbs and flows, 162 games, and we write it off?
I think I'm somewhere in the middle initially, and let's see if I lean either way as I talk this through, because as I mentioned in your first question, the Yankees pitching staff has really overall been quite good, at least over the last, let's say, almost 2 months now, because they stumbled out of the gates a little bit. And a lot of those numbers were inflated because of, you know, even Carlos Rodon wasn't great early on, at least in terms of the numbers. Devin Williams, of course, had an ERA in the stratosphere for that first month. So let's give Rodon, Will Warren, Ryan Yarbrough the benefit of the doubt a little bit that it was one clunker so far. Now, if they go out there and this continues, then I think you reach your hand a little bit closer to the panic button, in the sense that, man, this team might need some support when it comes to starting pitching at the deadline, more than maybe we thought they did 2-3 weeks ago. But overall, Max Fried is still one of the best starters in the game. Rodon, he did give up a couple homers tonight, but overall, he hasn't been giving up homers. He hasn't been walking guys and having those innings that really ruin a start. So I'm going to give him credit there. I mean, he's pitching like an all-star, not including tonight. And then Will Warren in May, I mean, he was magnificent. Ryan Yarbrough filling in, he was tremendous. And Clark Schmidt has been settling into a groove too. So overall, I do think the Yankees still feel really confident with what they have in their rotation. And let's not forget that Luis Gil is eventually going to be a part of that group as well. So as long as those guys can continue to produce and stay healthy, they're going to be in a good spot to win a lot of games. Because like you said, the offense did score a lot of runs in this series. It was just the pitching that really dug them into an insurmountable hole.
Staying with the pitching, Jonathan Loaisiga was, I'm curious what you think. He's obviously coming back from an injury. The stuff still looks, you know, the velocity, the stuff looks good to me. And maybe I just have unrealistic expectations of where he'll be this quickly. But any concerns there that he's getting hit hard?
That was a question that came up post-game because he did, I think he threw a 1-2-3 inning in the seventh and then gave up the back-to-back home runs right away in the eighth. And Boone was asked about the hard contact. And his answer, you know, he says this a lot with guys that maybe don't get the results, is that he thought that Loaisiga still has good stuff and he's not worried about him against right-handed hitters. Some of the lefties have been getting on him recently. But what I do agree with Boone is that Loaisiga is still kind of settling in here. Remember, he missed basically all of last year with the elbow surgery that he had. And the caveat to this, obviously, is that the Yankees need him to be a seventh, eighth inning lights out reliever right now because they don't have Luke Weaver. And there's that trickle down effect when you're using your relievers a lot. And this ties into what we were just talking about with the rotation. When those guys don't go as deep into the game and you're giving up a lot of runs, the offense is going to keep you in the game. And either you're down a couple or you're up a couple and you got to burn your high leverage arms. So, you know, Mark Leiter Jr. has been great. He didn't pitch tonight, but he's in that category of who's going to set up for Williams, who's in the ninth inning right now. Fernando Cruz is back from the IL, and he's had his moments, was charged with a couple runs tonight because he loaded the bases in relief of Rodon, but he has amazing stuff. That splitter is filthy. Same with Leiter, too, that same pitch. And, you know, they used Tim Hill a lot in high-leverage spots as well. He gave up that two-run single with the bases loaded tonight, which is an anomaly. He's really good in those spots where it seems like his back is against the wall. So, again, that's a group right there that a lot of teams would kill to have. Like, that's a pretty deep back of the bullpen. But, again, if we're really thinking that the Yankees want to go out and contend for a World Series, which, of course, they do, I think you can always add to that group. And that's another piece of the puzzle that I would be looking at leading up to the deadline. And you're also getting a couple reinforcements, too, like a Clayton Beter maybe from AAA. Scott Efros is healthy. Jake Cousins is on a rehab, so he'll be back eventually. And if Luis Hill's coming back, maybe you move Yarbrough to the bullpen, have him as a bulk guy, or does Will Warren stick for the rest of the season? So there's some moves they can make to lengthen that back of the bullpen. And, of course, you want Weaver to come back healthy and dominant as soon as possible.
We're talking to Max Goodman about the Yankees, Red Sox, and the series. There were a lot of comments, especially all over social media, in advance and during this series about whether Yankees-Red Sox was still a rivalry. I know where I fall on that, but I'm curious what your take is on the state of the rivalry.
Well, it's certainly nothing like it was, you know, what, 20 years ago?
Right.
I mean, those were the real days of the rivalry, and that's when I was growing up in the city. I remember watching those games with my dad as a kid, and that's when it was A-Rod, Veritek, Pedro. I mean, that's what I think of with the rivalry. Boone's home run in 03.
Right.
So it's nothing like that nowadays.
Yeah, you didn't have, we don't have Pedro pushing Don Zimmer down on the ground now.
Yeah, nothing like that has happened in the last few years. But I do think that they're one game away from getting much closer to that, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe this weekend was a little taste of it with the comment that Hunter Dobbins made, who I honestly didn't know too much about before that comment because he's a rookie up there. I don't follow the Red Sox every day. But other than the home run he gave up in the first inning to Judge, he really settled in and pitched well overall. So good for him, you know, putting his money where his mouth is. But maybe that's a taste of, you know, hey, these guys are going to be chirping back and forth a little bit more. Boston just hasn't been as good over the last several years. I mean, they're always in contention, right? But they've been hovering around 500. And I know the Yankees missed the playoffs in 23, and that was nowhere near where this team expects to be on a yearly basis. But they're coming off an American League championship. They're in that exclusive crew of teams that are fighting all the way until the end. So I think if the Red Sox go out and have a really good year, which I honestly thought they were going to do with the moves they made this past offseason. I thought this could be, you know, leaning more towards what it was many, many years ago with these two clubs. And, you know, maybe their one benches clearing situation or one more comment from either side away from getting closer to that. But it all comes down to both of them playing well, right? Because when their series actually really matter towards the end of the season, that's when you're going to start to see the fire and electricity.
For people who are just tuning in now and maybe they didn't watch as much of the game, can you paraphrase the Hunter Dobbins quote, which Hunter Dobbins, the starting pitcher tonight for the Red Sox?
Sure. He said, I believe it was the Boston Herald a couple days ago, that I don't have a verbatim in front of me, but basically he would retire before pitching for the Yankees. Mm-hmm. Like if he had one offer left or he was going to have to retire and that offer was from the Yankees, he would hang it up, which is an interesting thing to say, because even his manager, we listened into Alex Cora talking pregame, and he was like, I'm going to be honest, if I had a chance between playing and not playing, I'm going to play no matter what team it is. And to rule out the Yankees and the way that they spend seems a little, dare I say, silly, right? I mean, you don't have to like them, but they could, you know, hike up the price in a bidding war many, many moons down the road when he's a free agent, because he's a rookie, so he's got a long way to go before that. But I guess he has his allegiances to the Red Sox. And like I said, he pitched really well tonight, other than that one home run that he gave up.
Yeah, when I came on the air, I made an appeal to Hal Steinbrenner and said, when Hunter, when Dobbins becomes a free agent, please make...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make a big offer. Make the best offer to him. Just to force him to have to... have to live up to that. Are you really going to turn down the Yankees money and take less money to pitch somewhere else? I'm not buying it, but we'll see. All right, so you know what? You mentioned Aaron Judge hitting the home run off of him. Obviously, it's disappointing for the Yankees to lose this series, lose the game. But, you know, you can't... I feel like so often we take for granted these ridiculous things that Aaron Judge does on a nightly basis. And two home runs, 43 multi-home run games, that's tied with Lou Gehrig. I don't know. You cover him on a day-to-day basis. So what do you have to say about tonight?
Well, it's just a classic, you know, Judge type of game where you almost come to expect him to have these kinds of performances when the lights are shining. I know he hasn't necessarily lived up to that legacy just yet in October, and he still has some work to do there, especially after last year. But overall in his career, he's doing such special things and getting closer and closer to being a true first ballot Hall of Famer and an all-time great, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you mentioned he's tied with Gehrig now for the third most multi-homer games in Yankee franchise history, behind Ruth and Mantle, And, you know, when we get the game notes after the games at Yankee Stadium from the Yankees PR staff, and whenever Judge has a couple hits, a couple homers, or even just gets on base, you know, the historical feats that he's accomplishing, you're always seeing those kinds of all-time names, the Jeters, the A-Rod, the DiMaggio's. You're seeing those names on a nightly basis. And he's up there with the best of the best this year, for sure. I mean, he's hitting .396, and it's June 9th now. Mm-hmm. It's bonkers, honestly. And every time you think that he's going to cool off a little bit and you're going to turn around and he's hitting, you know, maybe .370 and he's in a little bit of a slump, he turns it on right away. I mean, I feel like just the other day he was maybe below .390 and now he's back up to .396. His OPS is almost at 1,300, and there's only two other players in all of baseball, qualified hitters, that are over 1,000. That's Ohtani and Cal Raleigh, who are up there in the home run race as well. So he is truly in a league of his own right now, and it's been that way going back all the way to the beginning of 2022, right, when he hit the 62 homers. The next year, the toe injury kind of derailed what was going to be another special season. And then last year, I always say this, it'll arguably be one of the best single seasons by a right-handed hitter ever. I mean, his numbers overall, he didn't break any home run records, but the average, the OPS, the WRC+, the StatCast metrics, he's doing it all. And now he's hitting for average like he's never done before. So we'll see if he can hit 400 by the end of the year.
You would think it's impossible, but this guy keeps just getting better and better. For our listeners who enjoy criticizing Aaron Boone for fun, I saw you post that you were surprised that Boone did not pinch hit with Dominguez for DJ LeMahieu. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, in the moment you're thinking it was a. I'm pulling out my scorecard from tonight, actually.
That I think it was the, bases loaded. It was a big spot there, game on the line.
Bottom of the sixth inning, they had the bases loaded, and they had a lot of momentum that inning, and DJ had homered in the previous inning. So I wonder if that had something to do with it, that Boone wanted to ride with a hot bat there. And let's give LeMahieu some credit. I mean, he's been hitting the ball hard since he came off the IL, turning the clock back a little bit. And he did, even in the eighth inning, the following at-bat that he had, he hit a hard line drive out to right field with a couple runners on base again. And that was just a, you know, bad ball in play luck. I mean, if that was 30 feet to the right or left, it's a two-run double. But in the moment, I'm thinking, you know, wouldn't he want to bring in Dominguez, who would then get to hit lefty with the bases loaded? I mean, that's a run-scoring opportunity. But I think that the more I think about it, there's a trickle-down effect to it in the sense that, and it relates back to the trade deadline too, the Yankees don't have the depth on their bench that if they make that move and you're burning Dominguez, it's not like he's going to go play second base, then that means that Peraza comes in to play second, and then maybe the inning later or two innings later, Peraza comes up in a big spot, and then are you pinch hitting Austin Wells for him? Do you hold Wells for that? Or are you simply rolling with Peraza, who overall hasn't proven that he can handle big league pitching this year? He's had his moments for sure, and he's a really quality defender out there that you'd want late in games. But let's say he comes up with two guys and runners in scoring position and the game's on the line and he's up there. Who would you rather have? So Boone is in a little bit of a tough spot. And then after that, it's Pablo Reyes. He's your only other guy on the bench. So I do think they need to go out and get a proven commodity to be on their bench for down the stretch into October. The guy that they can go to when the matchups call for it and know that he's going to put together a quality at bat and maybe drive the ball out of the ballpark, right? They just don't have that right now.
Now, obviously, they'll get Stanton back. That'll help have a trickle-down impact on depth, but you're absolutely right that they are an infielder short for that bench. You know, somebody who can come in and have that versatility, but also, hit you, you know, have it be an impact bat in that situation. Last one before I let you go. I'm just curious. Obviously, Rafael Devers with a bomb of a home run, and he and Judge both get to their 30th home run hit against, you know, 30 against the Red Sox, 30 against the Yankees, and all of that. But Devers and, you know, was there a reaction in the post in the press box, or, you know, how just your impressions of Devers, and when he didn't run out what looked like, you know, they had a couple of runners on base, and he just gave up running on what looked like it could have been a close play at first.
I did notice that too. That was, I kind of glossed over that because I was working on my game story, but in the moment I was like, oh, that was a little weird. Maybe in another score situation or if the Yankees came back, then that would become a bigger story, but it really didn't factor in at the end of the day. And he added that insurance run for them with the second deck homer, like you said. I mean, his numbers against the Yankees are otherworldly, especially at Yankee Stadium. He's had a lot of success there in his career. Of course, the narrative of that, he has the best of Gerrit Cole, and Cole's not pitching this year, but he's had a lot of big moments against Cole. Even Devers' teammate right now, Aroldis Chapman, I mean, that was his coming out party when I think he was a rookie on a big national game. He hit a home run off of Chapman in a huge spot. So that's just what he does. I mean, that's why they gave him such a big contract. I know it's been an interesting year for him following from afar with the refusal to change positions, and they bring in, you know, different guys that can also play third, like Bregman, but they gave him all that money. Interesting situation, but when he plays the way that he's playing right now, and he's turned it on after what was a really, really cold start up in Boston for Devers, he has the ability to be top five MVP every year, I would say, as long as he can stay healthy. He's definitely one of the better left-handed hitters in the game, and he always produces against the Yankees, it seems, so they got to deal with him again next weekend.
Now, look, he's a fantastic hitter and talent, but that play, especially in a situation with runners on base, would have driven me bananas if I was a Red Sox fan. Anyway, Max Goodman, appreciate the time. Max from NJ.com. You should be reading his stuff, following him on social. Max, really appreciate it. We'll catch up with you soon.
Of course. Thanks for having me. Have a great rest of your night.
Thanks so much.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah,
Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.